St. Vincent and the Grenadines has taken a historic step toward eliminating cervical cancer. A national strategy was officially launched last evening at the Beachcombers Hotel, aimed at the prevention, screening, and treatment of the disease that claims the lives of thousands of women across the Caribbean each year. The project is being hailed as a transformational health milestone as the country joins the global call led by the World Health Organization to eliminate cervical cancer by 2030. At the launch, Minister of Health St. Clair Prince said the strategy was developed in direct response to the WHO's call for countries to act decisively. He said that for success, St. Vincent and the Grenadines must maintain high levels of vaccination and screening, and announced a significant first for the public health system.
In response to the call of WHO, St. Vincent and the Grenadines has developed a national strategy for the elimination of cervical cancer 2025 to 2030. And this strategy will guide the national response over the next five-year period. In order to do screening, we will need to maintain a fairly high HPV vaccination coverage, significantly increase cervical cancer screening rates, and improve considerably access to and utilization of treatment services. So we have a mountain to climb with respect to this. So this will be our initial salvo in this war, another war that we have to fight. Of course, the goal is to spread out further throughout the entire country, from Fancy to Ashton. And this will include HPV DNA testing, I've been advised, which at the moment is only offered privately. Under this project, this testing will be made available in the public system for the very first time, and I'm happy about this.
Minister of Health, St. Clair Prince. Also speaking at the event was Pan American Health Organization and WHO advisor on non-communicable diseases for Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean, Dr. Taralene Malcolm. She applauded the government's leadership and emphasized that cervical cancer is entirely preventable and that the new testing measures mark a significant major breakthrough.
Tonight is a milestone moment for St. Vincent and the Grenadines and the Caribbean as a whole. We congratulate St. Vincent and the Grenadines for joining other countries in the Caribbean and the region of the Americas in taking this bold step forward towards cervical cancer elimination. Cervical cancer is one of the few cancers we have the power to prevent and to ultimately eliminate as a public health problem. This means having four or less cases per 100,000 population. So this is really the opportunity for us, because HPV give us that opportunity. It helps us to protect women, save lives, and ensure the future generation never have to face this disease the way we have been dealing with it. The introduction of HPV testing as a primary screening method represents a transformational step in this journey.
PAHO and WHO advisor on non-communicable diseases for Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean, Dr. Taralene Malcolm. Chair of the Cervical Cancer Task Force, Dr. Damaris Batiste, announced that HPV testing will begin on October 6 in four selected districts. She further outlined how the new system will work, from testing to follow-up.
So when we start doing the HPV DNA testing, those who are negative, you will be informed either via in person or via telephone, and you will be asked to be rescreened in 5 years. For those individuals who are HPV positive, we have begun and we are still continuing training for our healthcare workers in the pilot sites that I just mentioned. Now, those who are positive, you'd be given an appointment where you will come to see your healthcare provider at the four main poly centers in the pilot sites.
Chair of the Cervical Cancer Task Force, Dr. Damaris Batiste. The launch of this project is seen as a bold step forward in protecting the health and lives of Vincentian women, with early detection, vaccination, and effective treatment now being scaled up. St. Vincent and the Grenadines is one step closer to eliminating cervical cancer. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.